Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's Friday. We celebrate freedom a little differently. I mean, we celebrate it every day here on Political Coffee, but Fridays are different because I give you the freedom to pick up the phone and call me and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. Not what I want to talk about. What do you want to talk about? I give you that freedom, and I work doubly hard to get you on the air as quickly as I can. So, you know what? If you're driving to work and you want to just spout off on something, this is your time. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Today is Judgment Day in Maricopa County, folks. The audit will be revealed at 1 p.m. today. I will have a link to, you can watch it live off the Gateway Pundit. There are other links. I'm sure OAN will have it. Already, the Mockingbird Media is, like the New York Times, is saying, there's nothing going on. CNN has got the Maricopa County recorder interviewed. He's writing, so, Biden won. That's what this audit shows. Does it? The draft that the New York Times is circulating is just a draft. The full report and what we're hearing and reading from other people is that there is going to be lots of fraudulent evidence presented, and it's going to be presented to the Arizona Attorney General. Keep in mind, 10,000 votes is all supposedly Joe Biden won by. That happens at 1 o'clock today. Also, and by the way, Eileen is mocking us because she forwards the message from the New York Times showing that this audit found an extra 99 votes for Joe Biden and 261 fewer votes for Mr. Trump. And she writes mockingly, so how are you going to weasel out of this one? Well, I'm going to wait to see what the actual report says, not what the New York Times says, which is hardly trustworthy, given the amount of lies that they have perpetrated in a long history of this, especially under Donald Trump. Now, Eileen, I'm going to wait to see what the actual report says. Because we know there are other things that have been, shall we say, brought forward. And by the way, Cyber Ninjas and the other people that are quoted by the Maricopa County recorder said he didn't say what the recorder says he said. That the ballot totals are not drastically different from the certified totals. Okay. Liz Harris and her volunteers literally went and knocked on thousands of doors, and they found mass discrepancies. They found 96,389 lost votes. People who say they voted, there's no record of it. 173,104 ghost votes, meaning they don't know how those ballots or if those people actually exist. So we'll wait to see. That happens at 1 o'clock today. You can check it out and look at the, get the link to it. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Lots of other things to talk about today, including Walt's list, and this is just a partial list because, frankly, there are advertisers on KSLM that are not included on this list, and I know them to be patriots. like Freedom Heating and Air. Anyway, local businesses that he has run into as a delivery guy for FedEx that actually promote liberty. The River Church. CMAX Car Company. Greystone Tactical. And these are just, by the way, these are mostly businesses in the Salem area, but there are others that are, you know, out in state and in other places. Noble Works Marketing, Prestige Auto Repair, Divine Distillers, the Shell Gasoline Station, the corner of 22nd and Mission Street, Johnny's Bar and Grill, Kamikaze Sports Nutrition, Sherwin-Williams Paint Store, Ticklicker Firearms, Salem Door and Supply, Polyform Incorporated, Pop-Up Gas, the intersection of Madrona and Battle Creek, iJive Espresso, that's a good one, that's in Turner, Tsunami Tap Room, Apria Healthcare Supply, Thermal Supply, Beloved Cheesecakes, that's Jen out in Silverton, Fast Undercar, Felicity Undercar, or Boutique, I'm sorry, Felicity Boutique, Eric John Photography Studio, Batech Enterprises, B-A-T-T-E-C-H Enterprises, White's Restaurant, Ace Hardware in Staten. Know those guys well. Passionate defenders of liberty. Habits Tobacco Shop. Great beer selection and prices on Commercial Street. Capital Pawn Shop. Commercial Street. JM Technologies. West Coast Strength. AutoZone. This is just his list of people that he has run into, businesses he's run into, literally either in his conversations or with whatever they have on posted on the doors. They promote liberty. This is just a partial list. Now, I'm going to throw this out to you all. Those of you who know of other businesses, why don't you call or email to me? We'll add them to the list. We'll try to put together a master list. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to our first caller. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday? Hey, good morning. Are you there?
Hey, yeah. How are you? Hey, this is your favorite Sergeant Major. Hey, everybody keeps talking about different things, but about 5 years ago, everybody's talking about something that was signed back in 1992, and it has the date 2030 in it all over, and that's Agenda 21. And everything that's happening nowadays seems to follow right along with that, but nobody talks about Agenda 21 anymore. So,
no, nobody does, but that entire agenda of taking away our private property rights through the UN protocols is being and continues to be adopted at the local level. And I'm going to tell you, can I call you Sergeant Major?
Yep.
So, Sergeant Major, let me just tell you this. This is why it is so important. The people who believe in liberty run for local office, because you can stop this nonsense at the local level. You can stop your local government, mostly cities and the counties, from adopting Agenda 21 protocols. They're very expensive, but more importantly, they're just tyranny. And it's tyranny out of the socialist left. And you're right. I mean, with COVID and everything else going on, Sergeant Major, it's faded to the background. Thank you for reminding us.
If you read Agenda 21, remember it wants to reduce the population by 80% by the year 2030. They want us to have electric cars by the year 2030. Everything goes to the year 2030.
So what do you think the significance of that date really is?
I have no idea, except that they picked it out and that's what they're driving at. But every time they come out with that we want to get rid of natural gas or fossil fuels, it's 2030. We want to reduce population by 80% in the world, 2030. We're going to have no coffee in the year 2030.
Well, if there's no coffee by 2030, I'm going to be a really angry guy.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. Read that, it pops up several times in Agenda 21.
It's 2030 is the magic date. Interesting. Right. Hey, Sergeant Major, thank you. Appreciate you calling today.
Uh-huh.
That's something that's on his mind. What's on yours? 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. I did mention Freedom Heating and Air. And, you know, they are one of our great sponsors. They are people who believe in liberty. They have been with us for a long time, loyal to us, and we're loyal to them. That means something in this world. Now, if you need their services, like if your HVAC system, and this is supposed to be, down here it's supposed to be in all Albany area today and up in Salem, 89 to 90 degrees. That's warm. If your air conditioning system, if your heat pump system isn't keeping up, call them. They can come out right away. That's one of the things they've built their business on is their emergency services. They're very good at it. Not to mention the fact that they have a blog. If you want to do some of this stuff yourself, they have a blog that helps you do that. They have DIY kits, but they also give you discounts if you're a veteran and a senior, or even if you're like an apartment manager. Maybe you're looking for a new job. They, in fact, are looking for quality people to join their company because they are doing really well. Give them a call, 503-580-1456. 503-580-1456. Hey, Barbara, thank you for the vault, the video from KGW, folks, from 2001. And it is when Democrats walked out of the legislature. I know because I was there in the House of Representatives. Kate Brown led. She was the minority leader in the House, and she led the walkout. It was all about redistricting, gerrymandering. And in fact, Dale sent me from Kim Thatcher about how Oregon had her latest newsletter, Oregon has been gerrymandered. That's right. And Dale writes this. Fred Gerard whining about it is the biggest, fattest, sickest joke of all. Fred Judas Gerard, who sold us all down the Suwannee River for a few shekels, methinketh the traitor doth protest too much. Yeah, I know, Dale. Sergeant Major, thanks for calling, but next time turn off your radio because the feedback, it believe it or not, it goes out on the air really bad. All righty. Thanks, Avis, for the great humor. Thanks, Walt, for the updated list of businesses that promote liberty. If you have them, you know businesses, why don't you send them to me? We'll put them on the list. Back in a moment, friends. It's 6:20. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about?
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
That's right. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to get off your chest. This is your day. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I work hard to get you on the air quickly on a day like today. I quit pontificating and spouting off the blather. This is interesting. Apparently, folks, this is off the Federalist. House Republicans just voted to draft our daughters into the draft. And they're expecting that the Republican senators will do the same. Is that what you think is good? Interesting. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Rich wrote me an email, said, if you can spare about 38 minutes, listen to hour number two of the Hannity radio broadcast today. I missed that yesterday, friends. Title, Vaccine Mandates Are Awful. It is the interview with Robert Malone, the brains behind Myrna. He states the shot isn't for everyone. Also mentions that things like ivermectin, et cetera, make you safer than the shots. The shots are now making those who have had the shots super spreaders. You will get a lot out of this short interview. Wow. I guess I missed something good. I'll have to try to go listen to it. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what's on your mind on Freedom Friday? Hey, good morning. Are you there? Oops, they left. Well, call back. Good grief. Greg wrote me an email about Anarchy USA from 1966. Oh, that's interesting. Wilbur, are sometimes liberal, sometimes, I don't know, conservative, writes this about the election. I wonder why conservatives don't just come out and ask if anyone on the left has the moral character to be honest. You know, that's a great question. We ought to. I don't think they do, especially today's left. You know, there's a difference between being a moderate Democrat and being a leftist. In all seriousness, a moderate Democrat, like a moderate Republican, will put their finger in the wind and, you know, try to figure out how to save their political rear end. They're figuring out which direction the political winds are going. So in other words, they have no center. That's what moderates are, in my opinion. But the left? Oh, no, they're given over to their ideology. To them, it is their religion. It is everything. And if that means, like Marx taught, the ends justify the means, you lie, you be completely deceptive and dishonest to achieve your goals, that's what they'll do. And it's too bad that Republicans like Fred Gerard and Christine Drazen, respective leaders of the Republicans in the House and the Senate here in Oregon, don't understand that, because they don't. They just don't. And their actions prove it. They constantly get outmaneuvered and outplayed by the Democrats. Or their lack of character allows them to be bought off. Shame on them. So, Wilbur, conservatives ought to come out and ask not only if the left has the moral character to be honest, but what about some Republicans? Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Welcome to Freedom Friday. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, nobody said there was perfect people on the right side either. They're humans. And they sin just like all of us. You know, they just try to make the world better by working together to find resolution. Why is it always on Friday Wilbur makes comments and so I have to make comments? But anyways, you know, Wilbur never wants to have a debate. He just makes these statements, you know, and tries to put everybody in classifications. And let me tell you, there are people on the right that I wouldn't give you 2 cents for, because they're traitors and the whole nine yards. But anyways, Jeff, I did watch the Hannity thing yesterday, and makes me more convinced that I don't want to get the shot. I'm not going to get the shot. Number one, I don't want the possibility of maybe having a heart attack or a stroke or becoming more disabled than I already am. Got enough things I have to to handle. And so I'm still not going to get the shot, and may lose my job because of it after over 30 years in this program. It's a real shame, but not having a job is better than being dead, and I'm not going to take that chance. There's no doubt about it. But this guy who Hannity interviewed actually created and had the patent for the way they make those shots. So it was quite interesting, and it just convinced me even more that I am not going to get the poke and become a super spreader myself. Plus, these people who are getting the shots are the ones that are creating these variants because the disease adjusts. Any of those things kind of adjust.
Yes, it does. Just like, yes, it does.
Right. And people who have gotten vaccinated are still ending up in the hospital. Some of them dying. Why in the heck would anybody want to do that when there are things like ivermectin and the other drugs that successfully treated with a lot less complication if you had a choice?
Yep. Well said. I mean, again, why would you?
That's for you.
Why would you want to take the risk of an unproven shot that's not even certified, that hasn't had the years of experience in trials? Great point, Art. Thank you. 6:31, back in a moment.
Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 24 minutes before the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about politically today. It's really easy. Just pick up the phone. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Freddie sent me a text. Says there's safety in numbers. 357, 44, 45. 9mm, 30-30, 30-06, 50 cal, 223, 12 gauge. Oh, I'd like that. That's a good one. Safety in numbers. Dale writes me an email or a text says, both of my parents contracted the virus in the last 2 months or so in their 80s and suffered badly. My friend in Sayo, his son, who is 38 years old, just died of it, leaving a family of four and a wife. In both cases, it was reported to me that they were denied access to therapeutics. Friends, is it any wonder that people like Art and many of you in this audience are willing to lose your jobs, and in Art's case, lose his business, at least his contracts with the state of Oregon anyway, because he won't take the jab. Is it any wonder that he says, as many of you say, and as I say, that there ought to be therapeutics that we can use now as prophylactics to keep us from getting this thing? There's no denying that it's bad. This family member that I told you about, where the wife, who's relatively young, I mean, she's 40 years old, in great health, no medications, no nothing, no health issues. It really, really affected her ability to breathe. Put her in the hospital. She got oxygen. They sent her back home. She's better now. But my point is that this is a bad thing. If taking something like ivermectin, as her husband and sons are, and they've so far not gotten sick, it's been a week since she got sick with COVID, and that means they're probably not going to get sick. If taking stuff like ivermectin safely, making sure that it, you know, it doesn't cause issues with your other medications, which is why you should talk to your doctor. If that really helps, so you don't have to get the jab, the shot, why wouldn't you do it? It's a question I haven't asked Art, and I'll probably have to do that. So at any rate, it's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. By the way, I'm going to share with you a story that I got firsthand from a business person I talked with the other day about how if you're being targeted by people you work with because your employer demands you get the shot and you're saying no, and other people where you work are harassing you, you might have a legal claim for creating a hostile workplace against your employer. Go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts today on Freedom Friday.
Morning. All sorts of stuff. That Robert Malone is extremely interesting to listen to, and I listened to him before. And you really need to try and take a few minutes and listen to that. Next thing is, how do you deprogram these people that are so scared they have to wear a mask all the time and they don't want to admit that they've been lied to? And I don't have an answer for it. The other thing too is that when you start like everybody else now, we're all really interested in the lies that go along with this. I'm wondering, and my wife is she brought it up, how many of these people that were well all of a sudden are starting to get sick with the virus that have constantly gotten a flu shot every year?
Now, that's an interesting question. I mean, the flu has disappeared, right?
Has
but
it?
Your point. Well, it hasn't, and we know it hasn't, because I think anyone with a brain can realize that if the flu has disappeared for almost 2 years now, and everything is COVID, probably a lot of COVID is actually the flu.
Yeah, and then Moderna supposedly is coming out with the Chinese virus shot plus a flu shot altogether. Now, that seems rather dangerous to me, up with what's going on. Malone also said that there wasn't enough studies done on the reaction to this, to the mRNA. And he says it's not for everybody. That's why you need to really listen to it and read between the lines and what he's saying. And he is definitely anti-Fauci.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people are going to figure that out as this thing unfolds. I mean, Rich, do you think that the mainstream media can cover up for the lies of Fauci and others long enough for them to put in place a nationwide mandate for everyone to have to get the shot?
I think they're trying. Now, whether it is accomplished or not, I don't know. Even communist Russia hasn't been able to do that, and they didn't even go that direction. But these are Chinese operatives like Biden and the rest of them. They're getting all their marching orders from China, from the way it looked. So the Chinese have a different philosophy, so who knows? They might be able to do it. Then when you bring up the news media, my interesting thing that I've always asked myself, and I have no answer, obviously, for it either, why is the mainstream media so bent on being Pravda or one of those other governmental news agencies like TASS and Pravda, because when and if they do take us over, they don't need the rest of these news people. They'll just have one news media, and that's all they need. So why are they continually anti-American, pro-socialist?
Do you think that people, I mean, you ask common sense, smart questions here, but do you think the average person, you're just busy watching Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, are they paying any attention to any of that? Does everything you just said about people becoming aware of the lies and the bias of the mainstream media, do you think it's registering with anybody?
I think it's registering with a lot of people, but I don't think they know what to do. You know, like last April and May, I suggested we get 60 to 100 people together and go in without masks to Safeway, Winco, and Walmart. Because enough's enough. Because I said the numbers aren't matching with the lies. So yeah, I think it's registering. Yeah. They just don't know what to do. And if there is a group out there that's really forming to start doing something, it's not well published enough for some of these people that say, you know, what can I do? It's the same game we're having with the politicians. You know, they're doing things wrong, but how do you organize the right way to make an impact?
Well, you have to organize, and you've hit it.
What I'm getting at
on
is
the head.
Where do you? It's not like you can go up on the internet and say, "I want to organize to do this."
No, right. Yeah, no, I get it. Thanks, Rich. I need to move on. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I know in a moment we're going to go to Dwight. I want to remind you, Pfeiffer Roofing has this great new product called Roof Max. You can only get it from them. It's exclusive to Pfeiffer Roofing. It's a soybean-based product. You spray it on. They spray it on your deteriorating asphalt shingle roof. And it rejuvenates, gives it more life. It's got a 5-year guarantee, and it's done at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. To see if your roof is a potential for this great new product, Roof Max, give them a call. 503-647-4725. 647-4725. Let's go to Dwight. Dwight, good morning. Your thoughts on Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Jeff. I just wanted to make a comment based on Dr. Robert Malone's interview with Hannity.
Yes.
And that is one of the comments he made relative to Dr. Fauci is that Dr. Fauci doesn't treat patients. In other words, that's a pretty astute observation when you think about it. Dr. Fauci has no firsthand information, really.
You're right about that.
That caught me. I paid attention to it, and I think other people would too.
It's a good point. I mean, it's hard to argue that to be sure. It's definitely hard to argue that.
Okay.
I'm going to have to listen to this doctor. I think becoming aware of it is important. Thanks. Thanks, Dwight. In fact, Linda sent me an email and said, regarding Dr. Malone being on Hannity yesterday, Dr. Malone has been on the Steve Bannon radio program for weeks, sometimes an hour at a time, discussing how wrong these vaccine mandates are. How dangerous they are for some people. Yeah, I would completely agree with that.
The other day,
is this? If I got fired, not I'm second. I think USC. I'll read the rest of it.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Freedom Friday, your last opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That look, a federal judge, this is on the Epoch Times website, once again has blocked enforcement of New York State's vaccination rule for health care workers. Kate's vaccination mandate in Oregon, according to the Portland City Attorney, is not lawful. That's why they're not enforcing it on Portland police. Now, I'll get back to, I want to talk to Rebecca in a moment here, and I want to get back to Dale's email here about deprivation of rights under the color of law, which is federal law. And then Corby's got an email, and then I've got a text from one of our listeners who works for the state who shall not be known ever. Of course, before I do that, I want to say I use CBD, friends, because it works for me. It helps reduce my pain. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of tractor driving, and I've got, you know, planting my crops now and worked the fields and cut them and combined them. And all of that just creates tension in my shoulders. And I put the pain stick, it's like a deodorant. You just rub it on, and it works so well for me. It really does relieve the pain. If you want that kind of natural pain relief using CBD that doesn't get you high, but using the highest quality CBD there is, that's the stuff grown in Oregon, you want to go to Pro-Bioscience. That's a Salem-based company that uses only Oregon-grown CBD. Pro-Bioscience.com. They have a lot of great products, including some beauty products, including some products for your pets. If you buy anything online, use the discount code for 15% off. The discount code for this month is TURN, T-U-R-N, TURN, Turning of the Seasons. Pro-Bioscience.com. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, go.
The point that we don't talk about Agenda 21, when I talk, I usually talk about the biodiversity treaty that Bill Clinton signed, because that's a point of, it's a serious political event. And the treaty was never ratified in the United States, and yet the Democrats have treated it as though it's the law of the land whenever they can. And this whole thing right now, they're trying to do the streams that don't even run all year long as being waterways. That's all part of it. It's so much bigger than we ever give it credit for. But if you go back in history, the biodiversity treaty didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the UN, and it came out of communist doctrine, and the thing that they did to America over a long period of time, and they're still enforcing it, is they refuse to have anything taught in the schools except evolution. And one of the primary things of evolution is the survival of the fittest. So that's what they're after. They say that they want the fittest ones to survive. And what does that mean? That means that there's going to be all kinds of events to take out the weak. And Margaret Sanger was a big leader in this, so was Hitler. They define who is the weak. It has nothing to do with actually being weak. It has to do with them defining who is the one that they feel is the least compatible with the communist goal of complete subservience to a few masters. They've taken out the Ten Commandments monuments that used to go be all over America, because they don't want the command "Thou shalt not kill" to be uppermost in people's mind.
Yeah, that would be bad.
They want to train the children to be killers. They want to train the children to be licentious and to run with their emotions. It all has to do with training up people who will do whatever they're told to do. And when I have seen, four times I've been surrounded by Black Lives Matter, and they do a lot of chanting. And I believe the chanting puts them in a hypnotic state where they will follow any command without thinking.
And I think you're right about that. Got to let you go, Rebecca. Thank you. I appreciate it, because in a moment I'm going to go on to Rowan. But the text message is, it's all in the plan. This is from state employee who shall never be named. The people in charge are getting their paychecks outside of our economy. The check they get from our taxes is a bonus check. That's why the country's collapsing. It's all in their plan. They've been saying it the whole time. They're like every villain in every movie they make. To rebuild it, it must be destroyed. Yikes. Guess that is true. Let's go to Rowan. Rowan, good morning.
I had 2 points about the this last legislative session. The first one is that by staying in session, it showed the political nature of COVID, that redistricting was more important than paying attention to the so-called health effects of it, or detrimental health effects of it. And the second is that everybody says actions bring consequences and you have to deal with what you brought on yourself, but actions bring consequences to others as well. So that person in the legislature that tested positive for COVID-19, that would be the pebble in the pond. The first ripple would be all the legislative people who were in session with that individual, and further, all of the staff who were maybe not in the room at that time but were in contact with the legislators, everybody's families for the people mentioned above. Then you go to their contacts, and if there's a spike in Oregon over COVID shortly, it will be attributed to the self-centered, ignorant, unvaxxed people who have no care for their fellow man. It will not be... it will not be brought back to the legislature.
I think you're right about that. I mean, the fact that that there's this elitist mentality. Just look at the fact that Kate exempted the legislature. Kate exempted the Supreme Court, the courts. I mean, she constitutionally had to, because those are separate constitutional offices. But Rowan, I don't know if the people are going to wake up to the fact that a lot of this has been enabled by the legislature and who actually enabled them. Rowan, thank you. I appreciate that. Folks, I want to remind you, too, Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. You're looking for a contractor you can trust? He and his team are the people you should talk to. Look at their website, righteousrenovations.com. Look at the great work they've done for other people. And the endorsements of those people. RighteousRenovations.com. You want to check that out. The Corby's email about the Stu Peters Show has podcasts. He interviews actual whistleblowers, ICU nurses, doctors, hospital administrators. Actually had General Flynn on the show. Folks, unfortunately, we're at the end of the show. I didn't get to finish that couple of emails I wanted to, my bad. Make it a great weekend, friends. Keep fighting for everything you believe in. Keep praying for this great nation, this state. See you Monday.